This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
You are the story told with passion. Do anyone without a could feel better to be alive.
Singer-songwriter Simon Walls left Victoria, BC in April 2010 to begin a walking journey across Canada. He stopped by for a People First radio broadcast in CHLY's Nanaimo studio on his way to Vancouver, and we caught up with him again in Saskatchewan on Canada Day. Simon's walking tour is called You Can't Measure Your Heart. We're joined on the phone by Simon Walls from Montreal. Welcome back to People First Radio, Simon.
Hi, Kevin. How's it going?
It's going well. It's good to speak with you again.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you wrote the following on your blog, October the 13th, 2010, and I'm just going to read a couple of lines. The first part of my journey is now completed. After 6 months of walking and more than 4,800 kilometers, I'm finally in Toronto, my heart beating at double the normal speed and overflowing with emotions. My eyes could finally see what the point on the map really looks like. What was it like to reach the completion of the first part of your journey?
It's hard to explain because you've got Toronto in your head for like 6 months, right? And I was finally there, getting in the big city, and, you know, you get to, like, I went to my friend's place, he lives in Toronto, and I just sat on the couch, and I'm like, man, it's over, it's done, you know, like, the first part is done, it's, it feels good.
What did that represent to you, the arrival there?
I think it's just like a big achievement, something, you know, when you're dreaming about something for like the past 2 years and then you're just right there, you know, everything is behind you. It feels great. It's just such a good feeling. It's just, you've got the feeling that you've just accomplished one of your dreams. So it's pretty good.
On April the 17th, 2010, while still on Vancouver Island, you wrote, "Life is sweet in Victoria, a real pureness surrounded by mountains. The walk begins this Monday." And one of the questions I like to ask you each time that we speak with you is, how have you changed? And how have you changed since that day?
I think I'm a lot more down to earth. You know, everything is so relaxed now. You don't really worry about anything. It's just yourself kind of thing. It's just, yeah, I think that's what it is. The way I've changed is just, I became more myself. I think that's it. It's just, you just become yourself and that's it.
What have you learned about others during the first half of your Cross Canada walk?
No, Canada is just such a generous country. Like, I thought some provinces would be a little tough with the people, but like everyone was so generous. It's people are safe. They're ready to step on the side of the road and just help people out. People are crazy in Canada. They were, yeah, generous. That's the main thing. Just so generous.
You also encountered fear during your journey, and I followed your progress with an occasional look at your online blog, and I know that you encountered some very challenging situations. On May the 25th, you wrote, The traveler knows that fear is a form of petrol as coal on a train. He looks at it right in the eyes to evaluate and use it when he no longer has the strength to continue. Fear is always there to announce a sign that something unusual is about to happen. When he feels unable to overcome the fear, he steps back, looks, and returns with more confidence. This is the way that he manages to overcome his challenges in life. Tell us more about your experiences with fear on this journey.
It's something you get so comfortable with, as weird as it sounds. I remember in pretty much all the time in Ontario when I was walking along the Lake Superior, you pretty much wake up every night, every 2 hours, because you got a bunch of animals running around your tent trying to get your food, and then it's just, you don't fear anymore, or you're just so comfortable with fear that you don't really feel it. Yeah, you're just like, you're one part with everything around you. So, you get really comfortable with fear. Fear pretty much gets me up every morning to keep going. So, it becomes, it becomes a big thing, like one of the main reasons why I was walking.
This is People First Radio. Singer-songwriter Simon Walls' travels began shortly after the loss of a friend to suicide. Simon spent 7 months in Canada's Katimovic program and then walked across Spain, accompanied by the book The Pilgrimage by Paulo Coelho. In April 2010, he left Victoria, British Columbia, on a cross-country walk to share his music and experiences in what he calls the You Can't Measure Your Heart Tour. He stopped by Nanaimo on April the 22nd and joined the People First radio broadcast. Simon also spoke with us from Saskatchewan on Canada Day. Today we're catching up with Simon Walls as he takes a winter break in Montreal before continuing his walking trek further to Canada's most eastern coast. Simon, you walked through some cold spring weather in the mountains as you crossed from British Columbia into Alberta, and you wrote about that online as well. And
yeah.
you're going to wait through the winter in Montreal before you continue. What's it like not to be walking long distances every day?
Oh, man. It's weird. it's not the fact of not walking. It's the fact of waking up in a bed. I think that's the weirdest thing ever. You just have good sleeps every single night, and you kind of just worry about, go to work and then eat, and then, everything is easy.
Do you miss being on the road then?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally, I do it. Not for winter time though, because it's getting pretty cold in Montreal. We had some snow already, and I'm pretty happy to not be walking right now. But I would do that for a long time. Like, if the weather would be good, I would just keep on going for sure.
You posted a quote from the theologian and philosopher Paul Tillich on your blog, and I'm quoting from that. Language has created the word loneliness to express the pain of being alone, and it has created the word solitude to express the glory of being alone. How have you experienced the solitude of the traveler or of the pilgrim?
Well, a lot of people actually, one of the first questions they asked me is, are you not going to be bored by yourself all the time? And being by yourself, it's just, you think of not thinking, so you just be. So so yeah, it's just pretty good actually. You don't feel alone because you're comfortable with yourself. So you just feel really good with yourself.
How has being alone with yourself so many hours on so many days for so many weeks, how has that changed you?
You don't ask yourself like stupid questions. that's probably one of the main thing for sure. You know, when you're not used to it or when you're at home, you can just like brainstorm about like a bunch of stuff in your head and you can go like super far with that. The way it changed is you just stop it and you stop thinking. You just, you know, yeah, that's pretty much it. You just stop thinking. You just feel what's around you right now, and everything outside of that just doesn't really matter.
We have just a moment left with you today, Simon. I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation.
I don't know if I told you that I had like some people actually stopping on the way. They were listening to People's First Radio. And they heard my interview with you, and they just stopped and gave me some water and just making sure I was fine. So, yeah, I thought it was super sweet.
That was in Saskatchewan, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in Saskatchewan, actually. Yeah, just like people traveling across the country with their car. And, yeah, they stopped because they heard me on the radio with you. So it was pretty sweet.
Simon, very nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, thanks to you.
And let us know when you're back on the road, okay?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll give you a shout when I'm going to be back in Toronto for sure.
And there are no goodbyes, good lies, because we both know where sunrises are behind. I've never said goodbye. I gotta start my own rise. Even if you weren't by my side, I would be alright, cause you're so close.
You can find Simon Wall's blog online at simonwalls.com, and you can find Simon's music at his MySpace page. You can also find him at CBC Radio 3. Simon Wall's You Can't Measure Your Heart walking tour continues from Montreal to St. John's, Newfoundland this May 2011. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.